And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of July, 2010. 65 years ago, on this day at 5:30 in the morning near Alamogordo, New Mexico, the first atomic bomb was exploded about 120 miles south of Albuquerque. It was a test explosion. A scientist who witnessed it said, "We were lying there very tense in the early dawn, and there were just a few streaks of gold in the east. You could see your neighbor very dimly. Suddenly, there was an enormous flash of light, the brightest light I have ever seen. It blasted, it pounced, it bored its way right through you. It was a vision which was seen with more than the eye. It was seen to last forever. There was an enormous ball of fire which grew and grew, and it rolled as it grew. It went up into the air in yellow flashes and into scarlet and green. It looked menacing. It seemed to come toward one. It was the work of a government project, the Manhattan Project. J. Robert Oppenheimer was the physicist who led the project that created the atomic bomb. He was at the test site that day. And as he watched it explode, he said, "It worked." Years later, when Oppenheimer wrote about it, he said that what came to his mind as he saw the explosion were words from the Hindu text, the Bhagavad Gita, about the radiance of 1,000 suns and death, the shatterer of worlds. But there on the desert on that day, the words that they heard him say were, "It worked." It's the birthday of the playwright Tony Kushner, New York City, 1956. His parents, both classical musicians, they encouraged him to listen to opera, read literature, paid him a dollar for every poem he memorized. And when he was a boy, he saw his mother star in a local production of Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller, which he found so powerful that he had dreams about it for days. Started out in theater as a director, then he got a grant from the NEA to write plays, and he wrote a play entitled The Millennium Approaches, which was the first half of his long play Angels in America. It was a huge hit on Broadway, won the Pulitzer Prize, made into a TV movie for HBO. And it's the birthday of Larry Sanger, born in Bellevue, Washington, 1968, the co-founder, along with Jimmy Wales, of Wikipedia, which has become the largest encyclopedia in the history of mankind, a collaborative, user-edited encyclopedia with more than 15 million articles in more than 270 languages. Using the word wiki, W-I-K-I, the Hawaiian word, which means quick or fast. The word wiki then came to mean a website that uses software, wiki software, that enables users to quickly, easily edit the website, create content, and interlink other web pages. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright. "When the horses gallop away from us, it's a good thing. I always find it strange, though I shouldn't, how creatures don't care for us the way we care for them. Horses, for instance, and chipmunks, and any bird you'd name. Empathy's only a one-way street, and that's all right, I've come to believe. It sets us up for ultimate things and penultimate ones as well. It's a good lesson to have in your pocket when the call comes to call." A poem by Charles Wright, "When the Horses Gallop Away From Us, It's a Good Thing," from his collection Sestets, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.